Well, this morning, joining us here in the studio, Dawn Marnin. She is the foundation director for the Cass County Memorial Hospital, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of those fundraising efforts, some going on now, some that maybe haven't even been thought of yet. Dawn, how are you this morning?
I am just great. Thanks for having me.
Good. It really is an ongoing think tank, isn't it?
It certainly is. Every day, it's just a new process, a new thought, and different ways to create those dollars to get things moving progressively at Cass County.
Well, I know folks might see some activity going on, whether it's building or hiring a new staff, doing different things like that, but don't get the wrong impression that it's easy to run a hospital in a rural area. It's very difficult to keep hospitals viable in rural areas.
It is, because everything changes. Your regulations change, and there's always new and better equipment, and who doesn't want to have the most up-to-date equipment to do your job? It not only helps our staff, but it also helps our patients with safety and comfort and knowing that you have the best outcomes every time.
Well, and there was a time not too long ago where, you know, you were basically competing against perhaps other rural hospitals here in the area, but now you compete with the big city hospitals too. It's easy to get in the car and go someplace, so you have to provide the services.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, throughout the years, you've seen a change in healthcare and how we provide that service. You know, many years ago, everything was inpatient, but now things are changing and we do more and more on an outpatient basis. And again, you know, we like to offer all those services we can on the outpatient side, but like you said, people are mobile and they do tend to want to get in their car. So the more we can offer and compete, the better we are, because it's much better to get your care close to home where you know the people and the quality is very high.
Well, and this is one of the reasons that the foundation really has kind of expanded its scope over the years. When you were brought on board, the foundation really before was kind of something maybe once or twice a year to raise some money here and there, but kind of a passive thing. Now it's much more active, and that's out of necessity.
Absolutely, absolutely. The foundation has grown, and that's why I was brought on, is to take it to the next level. We still have our annual campaign. We still have the golf benefit, which is, you know, very successful and appreciated all the people who support us every year in that, but we need to step it up even more because those equipment needs are great and they are expensive. We try to support the hospital, the foundation does, through buying equipment that's needed, but also there's services that we provide. The Lifeline is run through the foundation, so that's another service that we provide. And just trying to make everything the way it needs to be to help our staff do their job.
Well, there are lots of different ways that folks can participate by donating to the foundation, but I see you've got one going on now just in conjunction with Harvest. You're using all kinds of creative avenues, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. So often in our lives that we maybe have the opportunity to give a little more in a different way. And right now we're focusing on our agricultural partners out there. We would like to encourage them to give a commodity. It could be a certain number of bushels of corn or beans, or if you've got, you're selling a potload of livestock, maybe you'd like to separate off a calf or a couple of hogs and have that check issued to the foundation. Not only do you get that tax write-off for the donation itself, but you also have to think about the tax benefit of the cost to produce that product is also yours. So, you know, everybody wins in that situation. It helps you, but more importantly, it helps the hospital and helps for all of our friends and neighbors out here in the community with better health care.
How do folks get involved in a project like that? How would they make that donation?
Well, what you could do is go to, when you take your load into the elevators, just tell them that you would like that check could be cut directly to the foundation, or if you'd like, you can do that personally. Just make sure they note on it who has given the donation so you get proper tax credit on that.
Okay, very good. Now, when people do something like that, whether it's through this program or any other time during the year when they donate to the foundation, are they donating generally to the foundation or can they donate to specific projects or purchases?
Well, the good news, they can do all of the above. You can just turn in a donation and just let the board decide what the best avenue is, or we're always looking for specific projects. You know, we're currently working towards some new ceiling lifts in our new patient rooms that are being built, and we'd like to put some in our radiology department to help with transfers. And also, we have a lead gift for a healing garden that we're going to start kicking off and working towards. So that's something else that'll be really important and coming up here very shortly.
How are the needs identified?
What happens is I put out an all call to our department directors, usually this time of year, actually, we've already done that, and ask, you know, what are your needs, or what can we provide you with that'll help you do your job better and help support our patients and give them better care. And so we gather all those ideas, present them to the trustee board, then we kind of itemize what is the greatest need, and then we go down the list, and then we kind of finalize with not only department directors, admin team, trustees, and then the foundation board comes on and makes that final decision.
Yeah, I'm sure you get some responses back from some of the departments like, well, gee, I think we're good just the way we are. Let's just stay the same. It never happens, does it?
No, it doesn't. Every department has a need. There's always something, you know, we've had this for many years. The shelf life is over. We need it replaced. There's not money in the budget for it. What can you do for us? And sometimes there are things that just happen. For instance, earlier this year, our anesthesia machine died. We need to replace it. It was a $52,000 piece of machinery. And thanks to generous donations from everyone before, we had it in the general budget of the foundation, and we just simply purchased it. So that was one of the better things that we've done.
Yeah, because, well, you just can't do without. I mean,
no.
In some cases, it's obviously vital equipment that folks depend upon every day, and especially the emergency equipment, things that, you know, when we talk about, well, gee, you could just jump in a car, and some people might want to, you know, just drive someplace else for their, but in emergencies, you don't usually have that choice.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you want the best equipment we can provide for you when you come in the emergency department. A lot of people say, well, I'd rather go to the city and get my care. Well, let me know how that works for you when you're having a heart attack. We're here for you every day, 24 hours a day, and we've got wonderful staff, and our equipment is up to date thanks to donations from our donors, and we're just ready to serve you in any way we can.
Do you have to be proactive? I assume I shouldn't assume anything, but do you have folks that are, say, regular donors that each year think about the CCMH Foundation when they're planning their contributions for the year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very fortunate to have a great number of supporters out there, and we're always looking for, you know, more donors to come in and support the foundation, because it is important, because those dollars benefit not our staff as much as it does our community. Our patients are our main focus. What can we do to make things better for our patients and that care? And that's what you're helping to do when you donate to the foundation. You help care for those patients, from the very tiny newborns to people in ER, the outpatient therapies, all of those. Those are all important, and that's what you do. You support them.
Well, from beginning to end of life.
Absolutely.
And it's great to be able to do that, but you can't sit back and be an order taker. You have to be a proactive salesperson. You have to get out and actually, I guess, beat the bushes, for lack of a better term,
Absolutely.
To try to find what you can.
Absolutely. Some people run when they see me coming. Say, no, I'm
no,
going to ask.
Don't.
But actually, it's great fun. I enjoy it. I love my job. I love what I do. I love my facility, and I know they do great things every day.
Well, but it's not just a matter of money changing hands. You're trying to develop relationships with people, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You're not going to give to my organization if you don't know what I do, if you don't know what we do, how we affect not only you, but your neighbors and future generations down the road. You know, we have a definite purpose, and you have to create those relationships and have that ongoing conversation, you know.
People won't give the money unless they feel good about giving the money.
Right, right. And, you know, the foundation's been in existence since 1968, so it's been around a long time. And every year we try to make it grow a little more, get the word out there. You know, you're not giving for me, you're giving right. for those future generations and their health care.
Of course, then you've got turnover in the community, too. So even though the foundation's been around for a long time, you still have to educate now and again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, people who've lived there their whole life don't always know who I am, what we are, what we're doing, what our purpose is. But our purpose is just to support the hospital the best we can in order to provide the best care.
You bet. Well, one of the things that we want to talk about this morning, as we mentioned up front, too, was another creative way to maybe think about making that donation. So here at Harvest Time, if you find that the bin's overflowing, we kind of have an idea of what you might be able to do with some of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything you would like to give would be wonderful. We appreciate all donations because every gift makes a difference. And like I say, if you've got a few bushels of product out there that you'd like to donate, that would be greatly appreciated. Or if you've got a steer that's ready to go, you know, happy to take that off your hands. You know, like I say, you can have the check cut directly to us, or you can go ahead and sell your grain and write the check personally.
Right. And the easy way to do that and to find out more information, they can just call?
Absolutely. You can call me at 712-243-7409, or you can send me an email at mardd@casshealth.org.
Easy enough. Very good. And I assume that if folks go on the website for the hospital, they could probably find a link to the foundation there as well.
You betcha. There's a link right there. We're pretty proud of our new website, so we try to make sure we have all the information out there that you can find easily.
Great. Dawn, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you.